Okay, let's ask the Lord to bless our time here. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, Lord, giving us this building. Lord, we thank you for the Bible class this morning. And Lord, I pray that everyone understands, I know we do, Lord, that it takes money to operate a church. And you ask us to give money, Lord, so that we can help the poor, spread the gospel, and to have a church. And it all takes money. So I pray you weigh on everyone's heart to give, Lord. I remember Sam said one time that he heard from somebody, give until it hurts. And then the guy reset. He goes, no, give until it feels good, Lord. So we want to get past where it hurts, where it really feels good to give. You like a cheerful giver, Lord. So help us to all be cheerful givers. Help us to all also understand that the role of the pastor can be quite busy, especially one that's working full time. So help us to make his job easy, Lord. Give us that desire to do that too, and to make things easy for him. And now we're going to sing some songs, Lord, and I just pray that you would be blessed by us singing to you and worshiping you. Help us to clear our minds and think about these words of the song and sing them to you, because we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I was thinking when I was looking at this song that it's good for us to remember our sin for a couple reasons. One, so that you can avoid it. When you see something coming your way that's going to tempt you, and you remember your sin, oh yeah, I remember I did this sin, and I was tempted by it, and I gave into this sin. So it's a way we can avoid our sin. We see it coming, help keep us on the narrow path, right? It's good to remember our sin for that reason. Another reason it's good to remember our sin is to remind us of how good Jesus is, to remind us of the things that he's forgiven us of, right? And how good he is, okay? But Satan wants us to remember our sins for a whole different reason. If you look at the second paragraph, the top line there, it says, when Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. See, Satan wants us to remember our sins, especially the sins after we got saved. He really wants us to remember those. So it's like, yeah, see, look what a sinner you are even after you got saved. And he wants to cast doubt in our mind, right? And start thinking, oh, I'm guilty. Man, am I really even saved? I don't know. That's what Satan wants us to do, right? And when we start doing that, what we need to do is look up to him who made an end to all our sin. Like the next line says, upward I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. See, that's what God wants us to think about. When we start thinking about our sin, yes, we want to think about our sin. And to avoid it, we want to think about how good God is because he forgave us of it. But he also wants us to look at his son and what he did. Because see, when we start doubting that what Jesus did on the cross worked, that's not what God wants us to think. He wants us to know what works and give us assurance. So while we think of our sin, let's remember to avoid it, think about how good God is, but also to look at Jesus and know that he made an end to all of our sin. So back in about, I think it was 1985, my cousin Gus bought a brand new Toyota truck, four-wheel drive.
Cool.
Not really. So he was all excited, and I went over there to see his truck, and he wanted to take me for a ride in it. And there was this field over by his house, and had this little stream that went through there. And we're driving through the field, and he goes, okay, we'll do the four-wheel drive. We'll go through this little stream here. And I'm like, okay. So we get up to the stream, and we just as we go in it, boom, sunk down. This stream was really deep. It was only about 4 feet wide, but it was really deep, right? Boom, stuck. It was so stuck, this truck had no ability to get out on its own. I had to go get my truck, a Ford, and a tow truck to get him out of there. It was so stuck, he couldn't get out on his own. That truck had no power on its own and needed the help of my truck and the tow truck to get him out. Now, I say that because I was looking at this song and I was thinking, that's how sin is. It doesn't seem to be so bad, maybe, like a little four-foot-wide stream. It doesn't seem so bad. But, man, you step in and sometimes, boom, you sink in deep with sin, right? And we sometimes don't have the power to get out. We can get so stuck in a sin, right? So in this song here, see at the top, it says, I was sinking deep in sin, right? And that's what happens. We can sink so deep in sin, we can't get out. We're limited in our power, right? We have some power to avoid sin, and we should, but we're limited in our power. And so we have to cry out to the God. He's the one that can lift us out. See, it says somewhere in the bottom, it says, from the waters he lifted me. See, God has all the power to lift us out of our sin. We should avoid sin at all cost, run from sin as much as we can. But sometimes we don't have the power to get out. We got to cry out to God who has all the power to help us get out of our sin.
Far from the peaceful shore.
Okay, the next song here, Just As I Am, is about how God will take you just as you are. No matter what condition you are in, as far as your sin goes, your lifestyle, your whatever you are, however you live, He'll take you just the way you are. Right? And the proof that He does take you just the way you were is that you're not like you were before. There's a change. Right? You're somebody new now. Because see, in the third paragraph down, it says, healing of the mind, just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind. See, before we're saved, we have a sick mind. It's a broken mind, and it's got to be healed and fixed, right? We don't think of God like we should. We don't think of ourselves like we should, right? So we're sick, and God fixes that. And the proof is that we're not like we were. We're somebody new now, right? So if you're standing here today, and you say that you're saved, but there's no difference from before, you got saved, you're exactly the same today as you were before you got saved, then maybe you're not saved. Maybe you still have a sick mind, a broken mind that needs to be healed. But see, the good news is this. If you renounce or denounce or whatever the word is, your false profession, and say, you know what, I was fooling myself. There was no change. I'm the same as I was. And you denounce that and go, you know what, I wasn't saved. The good news is, He'll take you just as you are now. Right? He's always willing to take us just as we are. But we don't want to hold on to a false profession or fool ourselves or let Satan fool us into thinking we're saved and we're not. There's got to be a change. He'll take you just as you are, but there's a change so that you're not just like you were. So if you're not saved today, you can always go to Him and He'll take you just as you are. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that You will take us just the way we are. Lord, that there's no one that You... We can read stories in the Bible of the kind of people that You saved. And we can even read about people in our lifetime that You've saved. Lord, somebody that always comes to my mind is supposedly Jeffrey Dahmer got saved. That guy, Lord. What? I mean, if you'll take him, Lord, you'll take anybody. And we know that You do, and we are grateful for that. And we are also grateful, Lord, that you clean us, You fix our mind, and you make a change in our lives, Lord, so that we know that we've been saved by Your power. And we thank You for that, Lord. And I just pray if there's somebody here that recognizes that there's no change in their life, that they're the same as they always have been, Lord, that You would show them, Lord, and that You would take them just as they are. Lord, we thank you for being such a good God. You're so compassionate, especially, Lord, because you didn't have to take anyone, not one. But you're so good that you do, and you display your love to us, and we are grateful for that, Lord. So I pray now, Lord, you just help us to clear our minds and get our minds set on the message, Lord. And we thank you for Dorian and the hard work that he does do putting these messages together, Lord. And we appreciate that. And thank you for using him as your mouthpiece, Lord. We appreciate that. We thank you for all you do, Lord. And to your name, we pray. Amen.